This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
One day trades.
3 cents a share. That's $3.
You cheap.
And one plays scratch-offs.
When we go to gamble, we go to lose.
If they still work here, you can bet they're in the Bend. Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Turn it up Tuesday. We got some Joe Walsh here, chosen by you, the people. You want it loud, we'll play it. Send your song request, Plaza Port text line at 410-583-1057. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. Ryan Ripken joining us. Bottom of the hour, talking about the baseball playoffs. Hey, Royals got lucky last night. According to Jazz Chisholm, they tied that series game apiece. Class A gives up the three-run bomb to Kerry Carpenter as Detroit gets in it. And then Manny Machado and the Dodgers go to renew acquaintances as he's throwing baseballs at the dugout. That's why Flaherty was cussing him out. They were going to meet outside. Even Dave Roberts and others were ready to get into it. So this thing's turned into WWF-style stuff. But how about them Ravens? Winners of three in a row. First place now in the AFC North after an 0-2 start. The Commanders come to town. They won four in a row. They're in first place in the East. So two first place teams get it on in Baltimore. Here to talk about that and more from USA Today. The Ravens Wire joins us every Tuesday. Kevin Allstriker. Kevin, what's happening?
What's going on, guys? Still kind of recovering from that game we saw on Sunday. The ups and downs and the good and the bad, but Baltimore comes out with a win, and 1-0 every week is the mantra, and that's what they were.
And the good, the offense, I mean, Lamar threw it over 40 times, 33 passes previous 2 weeks combined. But, all right, let's try to look glass half empty, if you don't mind, because we do have to point out some things that might be a little bit concerning. As great as Lamar was, there was the fumble because they survive in advance. He's probably going to be AFC Offensive Player of the Week, I'm guessing. But the secondary, Kevin Allstriker, what in the wild world of sports was going on in Cincinnati Sunday between 1 and 4:30-ish?
Yeah, I think we could probably talk about it for 30 minutes here, maybe even an hour, just because of all the different things that went wrong. I mean, miscommunications and guys not being in their spots, you know, some interesting play calls, just everything in the book. And, you know, it's a unit that we had talked about going into the season, which most people thought was a strength, you know, with Marlin coming back from injury, Brandon Stevens, Marcus Williams, Kyle Hamilton, all those guys. Well, Marcus Williams is graded out as one of the worst safeties in the league so far through 5 weeks, and, you know, his play has been concerning. And then you look at a guy in Brandon Stevens who had a bit of a rough one in this game, had a couple of nice pass breakups, but, you know, he doesn't get his head around on the ball a lot, And on that play where he broke up the T. Higgins pass, his head wasn't around on the ball, and it was kind of just like, oh, okay,
he lucked out.
I'm going to put my hand up. Yeah, exactly. So, you know, Marlon had the big interception late, and that was one of the biggest plays of the entire game to get the Ravens the ball back to tie that game up. But he had a couple of plays where he wasn't in the right spot. So Eddie Jackson had a couple of those plays too. It is concerning because this secondary we all thought was, again, going to be this great unit, but it's been the weakness of this defense. And part of it, you know, when we talk about what the stats were behind the secondary, it was, oh, okay, they're playing in positive game script, so the teams are obviously going to throw the ball more, which means more passing yards. But it went so much deeper than that to me, even before this game. And now with this, Ja'Marr Chase is a heck of a receiver, T. Higgins, heck of a receiver, Joe Burrow, heck of a quarterback. But, man, no receiver should be going for almost 200 on your defense. Like, that's just crazy. So there's work to be done for sure.
Kevin, probably the most concerning thing is, I mean, because they were around the receivers quite a bit. The concerning part is the miscommunication. And it's the same guys that were there last year. So what are you doing differently? Because guys are getting confused. That's the problem. So are you asking them to do too much? That's my question. That's what I would ask Harbs. Are you asking them to do too much? Because it's been 5 weeks in a row now. You know, I guess the Buffalo game, they didn't have many communication right. issues. They were just plastered onto those receivers. But, you know, like in that game, Marlon Humphrey gave up the touchdown right before the half. He's supposed to be deep. You know, so what is the issue, you know, with Zach Orr? Is he asking too much?
Yeah, I think it's kind of just adjusting to what he's – I think it is adjusting to what he's asking. And, you know, we kind of went through this a little bit back in 2022 with Mike McDonald, where it is a new defense in ways. I know that, you know, it's internal hires, so it's going to be a lot of similar stuff there. But it's just a matter for these guys of being able to get in those spots. But it's also on the coaching staff to be able to tell these guys, hey, I need you here on this play, and you need to come over to this zone on this play. And, you know, sometimes early in the season with a new, I guess, you know, new defense, you know, depending on how you want to talk about a quote-unquote new defense, because it was an internal hire. But at this point for Baltimore, you know, we're talking about something that's developed into a trend, because it's been over a month into the season where week one, week two, you're like, oh, okay, you know, we're not going to overreact to one game or two games or whatever. But now we're 5 weeks in, and the Ravens have Jaden Daniels and that Commanders team coming to town, which is absolutely on fire. So they got to figure it out and quickly, because with whatever this team is asking them to do and the players getting in positions, obviously the coaching staff is going out there and, you know, blowing the coverages, and they're not the players per se, but it's on the coaching staff to be able to put their players in the right position. So I think it's a little of both of players trying to adjust and the coaching staff maybe not, you know, having them in the places they need to be.
Now, when you're watching Marcus Williams, what are you seeing?
It's a lot, because he's the player that did so well for them over the first couple of years, obviously not availability-wise, but when he was on the field, he played well, although he played with kind of one arm last season, so I guess there's that. But for me, it just feels like he's not getting into his spots, and he's having a bunch of miscommunication breakdowns as well, where I don't necessarily know where this – it'd be one thing if it was just a small drop-off. If it was just like, okay, year one, year two, year three, it's small. But this has been like he's fallen off of a cliff, and I don't know if he's just not reading the field properly, if, you know, he's not getting into his zones correctly. I don't know what it is, but they rely on him to be, you know, especially when they want to play single high, he's that guy. Or, you know, you can throw Eddie Jackson in that conversation as well, but they rely on Marcus Williams to be that guy who can be the roamer and make sure that he can get over to a spot in his zone to free up what that defense does, especially with a Kyle Hamilton. I know they play a bunch of multiple DB packages and like to play three safety looks, but man, Marcus, it's been rough for him this season, and it's tough because they paid him $70 million. And as I mentioned, the first couple of years, obviously, albeit with the injury to his arm last year, he looked like he was worth that money. But right now, I mean, you're grading on as one of the worst safeties in the league. And a lot of that, I mean, he gave up, again, multiple big plays. And a lot of that's going to fall on the guy that you trust in single high. So I think it's a lot of different things between him not getting into his zones, maybe just miscommunications, and also, you know, not being aware of where he needs to be. But Marcus, I mean, I think he's a good football player. It's just it hasn't worked for him this season, and we can't deny the play's been bad.
What do you think? What did you think of the pass rush guys Sunday?
A bit of a step down. I thought Ngakoue had moments. Van Noy was pretty quiet. They were getting pressure on Burrow, but it wasn't as much as we've been used to over the course of this first month of the season. I mean, again, Namdi Madibike with a huge sack. Tavius Robinson, I don't know what Joe Burrow was doing on that Tavius Robinson play. Jamar Chase was wide open in the flat, and Joe Burrow was just like, oh, I'm not going to throw this ball. I'm just going to take the sack. Yeah, yeah. It was a clear first down. I don't know what he thought was going to happen on that play. But I think based off of what we've seen over the first month of the season, there's been that, the trend is there's going to be a dominant pass rush all the time and this, that, and the other. But, man, we talk about Cincinnati's offensive line over the years is kind of the weakness of that offense. But I thought they held their own against the Ravens pass rush. Ravens pass rush had their moments for sure. But it was definitely, I guess, a bit of a disappointment based off of what we've seen. But they still made big plays, especially, again, a couple of big sacks too.
Kevin Ostreicher, USA Today. The Ravens wire Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Kevin, last thing for you, Washington comes to town. Got Denver coming in a couple of weeks. Got Tampa sprinkled in. We like to think, I do anyway, that the Ravens are about to maybe seize control of the AFC North because of the other team's struggles and how good they really can be. But this next few weeks could tell a big story. And Washington, how much more intriguing is this game to you than it was, say, 2-3 weeks ago?
It's night and day. Jaden Daniels is the real deal. And this Washington team has really found their stride. So I think a game that people, when that schedule came out, were kind of like, oh, all right, Ravens will win this game. Easy, not a big deal. All of a sudden becomes this huge matchup that, honestly, a lot of people nationally are now talking about. So you're exactly right. Huge three-game stretch. Honestly, huge month up next year for the Ravens. And, you know, with that North, I don't necessarily think any team's really looking too hot outside of Baltimore right now, and even Baltimore has some issues. So we're going to see how it looks after October ends, but out of any of the teams in the North, I still give Baltimore the best shot to win the division.
Kevin Ostreicher, USA Today. The Ravens wire joins us every Tuesday. Kevin, appreciate the time as always. Enjoy the game Sunday. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Kevin.
Always appreciate talking to you guys. Thanks so much.
All right, Vinny at 81.057. The Fan will come back. It's the whip around. There was a game last night. Arrowhead as Kansas City remains undefeated. Spoiler alert. Some other things happening in the world of sports, like three games in the NHL tonight. And then some historic stuff happened October the 8th. In this day in Baltimore sports history, including the Orioles getting to the World Series for the last time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
I'm
Vinny and Haney's Whip. Brought to you by Box Hill Pizzeria and Crab Cakes, the best crab cakes in Harford County. 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Whip around here on this Turn It Up Tuesday. Just tuning into the show. Jets fire Robert Saleh. Today, abruptly, and Woody Johnson, owner of the team, cool name, he has a statement out, you know, tough to do this, wish him and his family the best, but we're not reaching expectations, paraphrasing a little bit. But as Nolan pointed out, it sounded like it was cold. Yeah. Shows up, hey, Robert, how you doing? Give us your key card and go talk to Human Resources. What are those?
Yeah, Jay Glazer reporting here, just spoke to Robert Saleh, said he was completely blindsided walking into Woody Johnson's office this morning.
But gone after 3.5 years, 16 games below 500 as the head coach for the Jets. And Ulbich, not Lars Ulrich, drummer from Metallica, Ulbich, the defensive coordinator, takes over on an interim basis as the Jets try to salvage this season. And with the AFC East being mediocre, probably less than that this year, you know, they're still in it.
Yeah. Well,
but is there something to salvage? Is that team, I mean, where's Breece Hall been last couple of weeks? You know what I mean? Garrett Wilson got involved, but, you know, 22 targets for 12 catches. Aaron Rodgers throws three picks, including a pick six. I mean, I don't know. It's like the Jets.
Well, if
they're the Jetsy.
PR-wise, Bob, is like, all right, you fire him this morning and then you trade for Adams this afternoon. And then it takes Saleh off the media stuff, and it's like, okay, we're building.
But the Jets, Robert Saleh, he's out as head coach 3.5 seasons there with that franchise. Now, there was a game last night in the National Football League as we wrap up week 5 of the season. The Kansas City Chiefs trying to remain undefeated, taking on the Saints, who had started 2-0, had lost 2 straight. They were trying to pull the upset, and in the end, they just weren't worthy or capable of it or up to the challenge. Up to the challenge. The Jets! No, the Chiefs. Come on, man. The Chiefs and the Saints.
Hunt picking his way to the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City.
Westwood won. Or is that ESPN on the call? Yeah, ESPN on the call ESPN. There. As they get the win, the Kansas City Chiefs. Kareem Hunt, for the first time, and Nolan told me during the break, first time since 2020, rushed for over 100 yards. Got that TD there.
I thought he looked fast and explosive, Bob.
Because he looked kind of toast in Cleveland.
Yes, he did.
And boy, you don't think they'd like to have him around, given their lack of running game?
Well, how happy you think he is not being in Cleveland and being in Kansas City?
And speaking of toast, Juju Smith-Schuster? Yeah. Holy mackerel, this guy was getting a target a game. 7 catches for a buck 30. Kelsey had 9 for 70. The defense was stout, containing that Alvin Kamara was a non-factor in the game. So 26-13. But Patrick Mahomes, as great as he is, again, he could quit tomorrow and be first ballot Hall of Famer. 28-39, 331, no touchdowns, a pick. Quarterback rating 86.6, so he's not even playing all that great.
No.
Based on his lofty standards.
Oh, yeah.
And they're undefeated.
Yep. And Bob, his quarterback rating for the year is like 89.7. So, and he even admits that he's not playing great. Can you imagine? Like you just said, Bob, they're 5-0, and the best quarterback in the league is not playing good. Wait till he plays good.
Yeah, sooner
or
later.
Then what's going to happen?
Yeah, sooner or later. But then again, we were talking about it yesterday, Vinny, with Howard Balzer. They keep walking this fine line. They won by double digits, but it wasn't a dominant performance. They're on a bye this week. Do they eventually feel the sting of defeat based on how close the games are? Or do they start to get it together and really start to put a foot up people's rear ends here?
I mean, in reality, they could have 2 wins. You know, I mean, that's when you have a good team, veteran team like they do, you win those close games. And Bob, they know for them, they're talking three-peat. All right, the regular season, it's about getting into the playoffs and winning it again. So are they really jacked up and juiced up? What was everybody saying when Kelsey wasn't getting any targets? Well, don't worry about Kelsey. When the playoffs come here, he'll show up. You know, I mean, that's when you're talking to Chiefs, that's what you're talking about now.
College football coming up Friday, national TV. Maryland coming off the bye, 3-2, 0-2 in the Big Ten, taking on Northwestern, 2-3, 0-2 in the Big Ten. Kickoff 8 o'clock. We'll have your coverage here on The Fan, and we'll be talking about it with Damon Evans tomorrow and with Keith Kavanaugh on Friday. Maryland 10.5-point favorites in this game against the Wildcats. And if Maryland loses this one, then nobody wants Maryland to win more than me. But I'm sharpening up the old utensils there.
Bob, I'm trying to recall.
Sticking a fork in them is what I'm saying.
What kind of crowd do you expect on a Friday night?
I'll go 30,000.
Yeah, that's why I was asking you. What you know, because the last one I remember was Iowa, the place was packed, and then they got blown out and everybody was gone by, you know, halftime.
I'll go 30,000. I mean, you got two teams that are winless in the conference and might be winless. If Maryland doesn't win this game, I mean, things could teeter. If Billy Edwards was named to the Johnny U Golden Arm Award, I mean, but Ty Felton's one of the best receivers, even though he got hurt in the Indiana game. Offensively, they're okay, I guess. But
the O-line is...
they're bad.
Yeah.
That's kind of been a long, long story for me. NHL tonight, how about this? 3 games. St. Louis at Seattle. Boston at defending Stanley Cup champs Florida. And then the Blackhawks are at the Utah Hockey Club.
Yeah.
No, not a little gym in Utah. It's like the team because they relocated from Arizona.
Yeah. And the guy that owns the basketball team owns the hockey team. And
looking for a name still.
Yes. They didn't want to, and I give them a little credit, Bob. They didn't want to rush it. So they said, let's take our time. You know, because I guess they had like 6 names and they must not have liked them.
Caps begin their season Saturday hosting the Devils down in D.C. This day in sports history, October the 8th, Orioles 1966, Memorial Stadium, Game 3 of the World Series. Wally Bunker throws a 6-hit shutout. Paul Blair, solo homer, turned out to be the only run of the game as the Orioles go up 3-0. Of course, tomorrow they're going to win the World Series. Spoiler alert. 1983 at Old Comiskey Park. Scoreless in the 10th. Tito Landrum home run off of Britt Burns. Burns would add 2 more. T.P. Martinez gets the win. Orioles shut out the White Sox 3-0 and win the American League pennant. On their way to the World Series, the Orioles have not won another American League championship since then. And that was 41 years ago. And Nolan, you might not. You were still a young guy. 2000, Jacksonville. Ravens beat the Jags 15-10. Stover kicked 5 field goals. Ravens improved to 5-1. Peter Bulwer, 2 sacks. But this was game 2 of the Ravens not scoring a touchdown for 5 weeks.
Yeah.
And they managed to win 2 of those games, believe it or not. And then Dilfer hit Shannon Sharp in Cincinnati. And then the Ravens were off to the races on their way to the Super Bowl championship. But on this day, beat the Jags down there 15-10. We'll come back, shift to baseball as we talk about the AL and NLDS. Yankees lose. They got lucky, according to Jazz Chisholm. The Royals did. And how about the Tigers? I mean, Skubal was brilliant. Class A, who's been brilliant, he gives up a three-run jack. And then you got the Mets and Phillies, which has been like a heavyweight fight through the first two. And the Dodgers and the Padres, which might actually break out into a literal fight as they get together. Game three in San Diego. Ryan Ripken next here on the Fan. Has been underway for almost a week here to talk about both subjects. Joins us every Tuesday. 105.7 The Fan, get it? I just said turn it up Tuesday. He's our colleague on Baltimore Baseball Tonight, Salvo Auto Parts. He is Ryan Ripken. Ryan, what's up?
Hey, Bob. I know. You're all out of sorts now because we don't have Baltimore Baseball Tonight. So I get it. Yeah. How you doing, though? You guys good?
Yeah. I was looking forward to being at Oriole Park at Camden Yards this week for Game 3 against the Yankees. But that's more of a Royals thing, which we'll get to in a second. But the offseason is here. Mike Elias met with the media Thursday after the season came to an end and, you know, took, you know, accountability for the team not being good enough, quite frankly, as he said, to reach expectations. How close are they to reaching expectations? Because, Ryan, back-to-back playoff appearance is great, given the fact that 3 years ago they were one of the worst, if not the worst team, one of the worst. But now it's like, all right, playoffs are cool, we've been there, but now it's about winning series, maybe even go to the Fall Classic. So what needs to happen for them to get past their first playoff round and make a deep run in October? I know we still have a long way to go before spring training.
Yeah, you know what? Honestly, I felt like you still could have broken through this year. And I think that's, to me, the disappointing part. Because you look at the all the playoff series, every single one of them is 1-1 going into game three. And when you're looking at Kansas City playing New York, and we just saw Baltimore playing New York at the end of the regular season, you look at it and go, matchup-wise, yeah, the Orioles would have had a great chance at going to the ALCS. But the problem was, Bob, they didn't get the job done. And I think what's going to be addressed for Baltimore, what's going to be continued to talk about is, well, how do you get over that hump? The pitching held up when you needed it, but the bats didn't, you know? So you're going, well, do we need to add some more veteran presence? Do we need to change hitting philosophy? I think there's a lot of parts there that you can dive into. But the thing that I'm most worried about, Bob, if I'm just being honest, is I think a lot of these guys now have to learn to deal with the really high tense moments. You know, the regular season now, they're comfortable. They think that they can win a lot of games because they've proven it. But now you're getting the reputation of not being able to win in the postseason. Now for Baltimore in the last 2 years, you played five games, you lost all five, and four of them have been at home. And I think that's the part for a young team. They're going to need some leadership as they're trying to grow up as a team. But I think that they're right on the cusp. And that's the part where I'm going to say they are very, very close. But they're going to have to get over this mental block now of their failures in the playoffs.
Now, Ryan, as we stay in the American League with both division series, you have Detroit, you have Kansas City, even as you said, both getting wins yesterday on the road. Ahead of schedule, both of them are, but who are you feeling more confident in moving forward to get to the ALCS between those two ball clubs? Because Skubal, he fired his bullets yesterday. Won't see him again until the ALCS if they get that far.
Yeah, you know what? This is why playoff baseball is amazing, because truly any of the teams left can make a run. You know, and how about that with the Tigers? Skubal throws a gem. And then Clase, that hasn't given up a run. He's the best closer in baseball. Hasn't given up a run since, like, August 30th. And he gives up a three-run jack in the ninth, right? So I kind of lean that one of these wild card teams between the Royals and Tigers are going to go. And quite frankly, I think the magic's going to happen in Kansas City. I think that Kansas City is scrappy. I think that they're going to play well at home. And I do think that they're gonna find a way to get there. And for Detroit, I could see that magic momentum keep riding. You know, I'll be honest, I wouldn't be surprised at all. But I do think Cleveland's makeup in general, I feel like they can find a way. Kansas City, and give me Cleveland to try to figure it out. The Tigers and Royals very well could shock the world and be in a great spot.
Ryan Ripken joining us, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, as he does every Tuesday. All right, National League, and you got the Phillies and Mets slugging it out like George Foreman and Muhammad Ali way back when. But the other series, a lot of dislike. There is some genuine venom here. And Manny Machado, in particular, seems to be a point man, throwing the ball at the dugout. We've seen all the different angles that look like it was certainly intentional because Jack Flaherty wasn't the only person to take offense to it. I get that they're feeling themselves, San Diego, but why Manny? Why has he become this guy that was the happy-go-lucky kid that came up to Baltimore 12 years ago and helped the Orioles get to the playoffs to become this guy that looks like he's ready to start throwing folding chairs and salt knives and all out of the WWE here?
You know what with Manny? I got to say, I think the reputation for him is worse than it is. Like, because I think when I look at Manny, I thought he's grown up a lot. Now, there are certain antics like that in the game two, that can really, you know, alienate certain fan bases and people, right? So, but I think Manny's shown a lot of leadership in San Diego. He's shown a lot of fire and passion. And I think he's embraced being a villain. Like, yeah, you know what? I'm going to be me, and if you don't like it, too bad, right? So, you know, and I think that there's definitely some bad blood between the Padres and Dodgers, though. Make no mistake about it. But there are a couple things that he does there I wish Manny wouldn't do, that being one of them. But I do think what he's done for this Padres team is he really has helped shape and played a big role on what this team can be. And I'll tell you what, I think that San Diego's gotten – their job was to get under the skin of the Dodgers. Mission accomplished. And I do think that San Diego's in the driver's seat in that series with the bullpen that they have and the offensive firepower looking like they're firing on all cylinders.
Hey, Ryan, how happy would you be as a defender? Because I was watching Scooble yesterday, and as quickly as he gets rid of that ball and stuff, I mean, playing in the outfield or infield for him, that would be a joy, isn't it?
Oh, every defender will tell you they love a good pace. They love being able to stay in rhythm, stay in momentum, because they feel like they can anticipate quicker, right? And obviously, too, you feel like the game just goes the way that you want when your pitcher is working quicker, and he feels like he's in control. And that's what Scooble does. He works quicker, and he just has this aura, he embodies a team and a staff that's confident when he's on the mound. So, and you saw it there, too. Scooble pitches a gem, and all of a sudden, the Tigers are making plays, making the big plays when they need to. And that in itself can bring a lot of life to a team. So I'm right there with you. Guys that have slower, and honestly, it's changed with the pitch clock, though, by the way, because there are certain pitchers that can lull you to sleep, not so much anymore. But definitely, I was always a big fan of guys that like to work quicker. I felt way more in the game and ready to make a play.
Ryan Ripken, always making plays here on Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Ryan, we appreciate the time as always. Enjoy the ball games today. We'll talk to you next Tuesday, getting ready for the championship series.
All right, guys. Have a great rest of your Tuesday.
Thanks, Ryan.
It's Turn It Up Tuesday, Ryan Ripken. We'll come back, go to a fun house with Nolan McGraw. Fun house trip, always exciting there. And we lost Pete Rose last week, the baseball family. Another hero of that 75 World Series, sadly, has passed away. We'll tell you who it was when we come back. Like Pete Rose, one of the heroes of the arguably the greatest World Series of all time. Game 6, which he started. Louis Tiant was considered maybe the greatest World Series game of all time. That was when Carlton Fisk hit the foul pole, was waving the ball fair.
Yeah, yeah.
And all of that. But Louis Tiant is also the guy who served up the home run Frank Robinson hit out of Memorial Stadium, which was the only home run ever hit at a Memorial Stadium. And I don't lie, but my dad was there, my Uncle Man was there, and my Uncle Dave Rommel First team All-Metro pitcher for Poly, 1968. They were all at that game. They were sitting in a mezzanine, so they didn't see the ball leave. Mezzanine at Memorial Stadium. Obstructed view, basically. But you heard the crack of the bat. It's my uncle's story. And you saw the ball fly by, but they couldn't see it leave the stadium. Louis Tion, if you remember him, was known more of a junk baller and 8 bazillion different deliveries.
Now, Bob, what
But in the 60s, he threw in the high 90s, and that's when Frank got all of that and yanked it out of Memorial Stadium.
When he pitched, if I remember, didn't he always lift his head or whatever?
He had 8,000 different deliveries. Yeah. He turned his back to the plate. He did all sorts of dopey things, but really went into a national stage in that 75 World Series, which the Reds eventually won, and Pete Rose was MVP of. But Louis Tion passing away at the age of 83. So another baseball legend, a guy that we grew up watching. Yep. You know, another sign that we're getting old, by the way, that he's in his 80s.
Are we really?
Yeah. I mean, I saw him play. You know what I mean? And now he's in, you know, whatever. It is what it is.
Everything hurts. That means you're getting old.
Yeah, no doubt. But you know, it is what it is. All right, Nolan. Here's a guy that's got full of life. Nolan, what's going on over there?
Hey, I started freaking out when the pro athletes were younger than I am. That was a reality check a few years ago. But certainly, I don't know.
That is kind of weird, isn't it? We're 24 years into the new millennium. I mean, Gunnar Henderson was born this century. You know what I mean?
I don't try to understand time. I just live, man. It's a futile effort.
That's all you can do, baby. But what's on your mind here, Nolan McGraw?
Well, this whole Machado thing, I don't know. It's interesting to me because, you know, you're reading the story, you're reading the quotes, and you're trying to paint a mental image of what happened because I don't recall this being shown during the game. Now, footage has come out since. It's on social media, so I was curious, hey, how close was this throw of the ball into the dugout? Was it on track to hit Dave Roberts or anyone else? Replays out there, the ball bounces on the ground in front of the dugout. But and hops and hits the railing.
But he didn't throw it like you lob one in. He put a little pace on that thing. And there's other video, too, from the crowd of the fans pelting the field with beer cans and rocks or whatever it was they were throwing. And Profar was literally afraid for his safety because they were getting at him. He stole the home run, remember, and kind of posed a little bit, which was, you know, good-natured, whatever, because, you know, trash talk, I guess, and taunting's accepted and kind of encouraged. But it got out of control, and Manny kind of threw fuel to the fire. That's why Flaherty was like, all right, it's on now.
Yeah. I don't know. I just have a hard time seeing it as, like, a definitive, I don't know, whatever you want to call it, like a completely malicious thing. This is far from Machado letting the bat slip out of his hands and head towards Josh Donaldson back in the day. I mean, this is not even close to that or some of the other Machado antics we've seen over the years. I don't know. If it wasn't the Dodgers, if it wasn't a division rivalry, would this even be a thing? Probably not. I don't know. I think it'll be, they'll move on from it within a day. It's a whole nothing story to me.
I think tonight it's brewing.
It's going to be, they're going to be in their own dojo, San Diego, so they might be feeling themselves. I think this thing is just starting to percolate even
think
more.
Machado gets beaned, Bob?
I don't know if they'll go there because, you know, it is a playoff game. Because Tatis took Flaherty deep, then Tatis got hit by Flaherty next at bat. And it wasn't a situation in which you would plunk, so it was unintentional. He was just trying to pitch inside, which you're allowed to do unless it's Aaron Judge. Then he'll whine about it and cause a bean brawl between the Orioles or a plunk fest between the Orioles and Yankees. But, you know, it just kind of escalated from there.
And if there is retaliation, then that is on Dave Roberts. And shame on him for that. I mean, how long has he been around? How many World Series has he come up just short of and continues to hold that job?
Okay.
You're going to throw that away over trying to get revenge on Manny Machado?
Yeah. We'll see. That's why at 9:08.
If the score dictates.
I'll be interested in
if it's like a blowout type thing, I could see it happening.
We got time for a funhouse trip, Nolan?
We'll do a few here.
Let's go.
Quick draws, funhouse. The Rudeness Tuneness Text Reader.
Who's the fastest gun alive?
This side of the Chesapeake.
I like that quick draw.
105.7 The Fan.
This texter here says Joe Burrow is the best quarterback the Ravens will face the rest of the season. And who knows what state they'll be in as a team when that second meeting rolls around. Not a good showing by the defense or Zach Orr, but I don't think they'll be tested to that level the rest of the way.
Trying to think of any other quarterback.
Mayfield's slinging it right now.
And it'll be in Tampa. So, I mean, they're probably going in there. They'll probably figure that they'll be able to throw the ball.
You still have Jalen Hurts and Herbert and all these guys still on the schedule. C.J. Stroud comes to mind.
Mm-hmm. We got Gene in Annapolis here. Says, Ravens fans, what great games have the Ravens actually played this year? One good performance against Buffalo. They're lucky to get wins in some of the wins that they do have, blowing or almost blowing the huge lead against Dallas. Should have lost to Cincy on Sunday. How good are they really? Could easily be 1-4 or 2-3.
You could say that about Kansas City. How about Cincinnati could be 3-1 or 4? You find a way to win. That's what you do. You find a way to win.
Was that Jazz Chisholm? Okay, have they been the perfect football machine?
No.
But they aren't first place.
They're not. Last year, Bob, they're 14-2. They were pretty dominant.
13-4.
Yeah, they were dominant in a lot of them. So we haven't had that yet because last year the defense won the Triple Crown. And that if the defense was playing like they played last year, you would have some of those because the offense is number one.
Just give you an idea of how lucky they are. You know, a year ago at this time, you know what the Ravens were? They were 3-2 coming off a loss to Pittsburgh, going to London to take on Tennessee.
And isn't our confidence more rooted in the actual stats than, say, a win-loss record? I mean, they're leading the league in rushing. Derrick Henry looks like a monster. Lamar's also top 10 in rushing. I mean, sure, the defense been a little shaky, but we're not just basing the optimism solely on a win-loss record here.
No.
Chris here checking in says, I'm becoming a habitual Harbaugh basher at this point. This past Sunday's game, another example of why the Ravens won't win a Super Bowl with him as a head coach. Lamar continues to save his job. Eventually, the axe will need to fall, though.
Well, Harbs has won a Super Bowl, and I would say that in 2019, he saved a lot of jobs. Lamar did. I don't have a problem with, he's had 2 weeks in a row where you kind of like, And I still wish he had a guy upstairs. And it's got to be a guy that you can't just be a nerd dude up there, because Harv's going to say,
nerd,
screw you, my gut tells me. So somebody that he, Rosberg would have been perfect because they were buddies and he had been around a long time. So, if Rosberg said, hey, Harv, that's not a good idea. All right, But if it's some nerdy dude, hey, Coach Harbaugh, I don't think that is, according to the numbers, that's not a good idea.
The guy in that ESPN commercial with the shorts.
Oh, God.
Yeah. By the way, I think there's a faux pas in one of those commercials. I'm going to point it out if I remember, which I'll probably forget. When we come back, news from the Nest. We're going to hear from John Harbaugh. When we come back, buy or sell, let's count that Turn It Up Tuesday dough. And we'll talk about Robert Saleh getting cundiffed in New York with Nate Davis from USA Today. And the Major League Baseball report, some of those highlights of those lucky Royals from last night.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.